sometimes there are no answers to what we're going through. Sometimes you won't know just what to do. That's when you'll need somebody to hold on to. He'll be your friend, he'll carry you. Mississippi man, we all have to sing. He'll carry you, he'll carry you all through the storm. He will see you through when things go wrong. And friend of you, just lean on him and he'll carry you. When your faith is broken into pieces so small, and no one will answer when you call. But that's when you'll need, yes sir, you're gonna need somebody to hold on to. He'll be your friend, yes he will, and he will carry you. I stopped by to tell y'all today that he'll carry you. Yes, he will. Through the storm, he'll be right there. And when things go wrong, and friends of you, all you got to do, just lean on him, and he'll carry you. Somebody needs to know today. I know he will. When you're going through the storm, you'll see it through. And when things go wrong, with friends of you, thank you, Lord. Just lean on him. Let me take time out to tell y'all what he'll do. He will walk with you, and he will talk with you, he'll stand by you, and he'll hold you in his arms, yes he will. All you got to do is just keep the faith and keep depending on Jesus, and you will. You're not gonna get away. Somebody's in trouble today. Can't see a way out. Somebody done lost a loved one, and your heart is so heavy. But I know somebody.
drop of the day. Anybody's tried, have you tried him? Won't he carry you? Remember I told you, just lean on him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll carry you.
Thank you. grateful and I'm thankful, for I know my thank you goes a long way. I'll say, Ki alewu, hakes ahos, obrigado. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for restoring, for repairing, for redeeming, for healing, for seeing me through, for healing my wounds, for healing my depression, for opening doors. Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
I thank you, Lord.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
The back of you in the short rows now. We're going up to annual revival, and now we're coming close to convocation. Amen? Amen. I heard on Facebook the other day, a preacher said, require after the old pastor when you find it, walk therein. So that means y'all women need to be going around trying to find y'all some white to wear on Wednesday and Sunday, and we're getting ready to have a high time in the Lord. This is our busy season. So God is opening up things back again, and we're getting ready, and our pastor is preparing us to do what we used to do. So he saw fit to go get us a new bus, and that's what they're on the trip with. Amen? Amen, amen. So at this time, we're going to move right along with the order of services, and we're going to have another selection. Then you'll be graced by the word. Amen? Somebody say the word. And on this morning, the word is going to be coming from the associate ministers here at Lincoln Park Holiness Church. And we're going to do it in distinct order, in the order that I was texted to do it in. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to let the preachers know the order that I was texted to do it in. Amen. The order that I was texted to do it in was Evangelist Selena Hunter with graciousness with her presence first, followed by Evangelist James Waddell, followed by Mother Belinda McCoy, and I will try to do whatever is left over to do at the end. Amen? Amen. Amen. So after another musical selection by a video ministry, you'll be blessed by the presence and the ability of the Lincoln Park ministerial staff.
Never
call you get the glory.
It says, this is so heavy, and it's bringing me to my knees, and I'm crying out, Lord, I need you now to come and see about me. And why is this life so hard? And why do you seem so far? But if this comes to pass, help me to stay steadfast. Let your will be done. It says, you get the glory from this. You get the glory from this. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me, you get the glory from me. My cross to bear. This is my story to tell. That no matter where I've gone, I've been tried and came out true. So let your will be done.
Come sing that chorus together. You get the glory, say.
You get the glory from this.
get the glory.
You get the
glory.
You get the glory from this, yeah. No matter what I have to go through in this world, as long as you get the glory from me. I am. Everybody say it. Come on.
Through, I said, love me. if you know that you made it. Come on if you can. Stand to your feet. Give God some praise only if you know that you made it. Some people saying I made it because they made it through the night. Some people saying, Lord, I made it because they made it the next minute, the next second. But we have made it. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. He has kept me through the pandemic. I don't know about you, but he has kept me when I didn't want to be kept. I made it. Hallelujah. 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 Great job, sound man. Great job. I made it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 But nevertheless, we are up here to do what we were told to do. Amen. And so what the pastor has left for us to do is to speak from Exodus 17 and 12. 17 and 12 reads as this. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, and the one on one side and one on one, the other one side, and the other on the other side. And his hand were steady until the going down of the sun. Now, the pastor left the subject of hold me up. Guess what? Leandra just told us that we made it. I'm just going to add a subtopic out of what I got out of it, that God is forever faithful. Guess what? I made it. We know the story that when the Amalek came to fight Israel and how Moses told Joshua, I want you to go out and get some men to fight in battle. Amen? And I know that he just didn't get any kind of man and men to fight with him in battle. Moses then told him, now on tomorrow, I'm going to stand up here on this hill over here, me, Aaron, and Hur, and I'm going to have the rod of God in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses said for him to do. A pen in this, because I only got 5 minutes. I ain't got time to play around. Do what the leaders say do, amen? Whether you don't want to do it or not, do what the man of God has told us to do. So Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill, and as it came to pass, the leader got tired. So if you think overseer is an energizer battery, he is not. Sometimes we get weary in this walk of the land. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get a little overwhelmed when we see what we see as we continue to do what God has told us to do. And we know that when we get tired, our body goes down. It says that whenever Moses' hands go down, guess what? They were getting whooped. They were defeated. But as long as that hand was in the air, as Leandra was just laying there, a place of prayer, guess what? We got the victory. At the end of the day, the only thing I want to say on today is that we have seen some things in our life. We have dealt with some things in our life. But God is forever faithful. He will hold you up. But we got to do what God has told us to do in the process. We know that there is promises. Conditional promises and unconditional promise. You're going to get your reward of this if you do what the man of God and God has said. Joshua was just not faithful to Moses, but he was faithful to God. He was faithful to God and he was faithful to Moses. And because he was faithful to God and he was faithful to Moses, guess what? They got the victory. And this wasn't the first time that they had to come up against them, but over and over again, God had shown himself to be and to do just what he said he would do. Even in Deuteronomy, he told us that when you go out to battle, when you go out against the enemies, and you're going to see a whole lot of things. You're going to see some chariots. You're going to see some horses. But guess what? You're going to see even people that it looks like that you're outnumbered. But when God is before us, he is more than the world against us. Even the scripture tells us to don't be afraid of them, for the Lord your God has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And when you approach this battle, guess what? You're going to do what God has told you to do. So I don't care what you're seeing on today. I don't care how you feel on today. But just guess what? It don't matter how God held up Moses' hand and victory was won. Guess what? If you stay in a place of prayer, of fasting, of seeking God's face, you can do it. I don't care what comes, what goes. God is forever faithful. The Bible says he is a man that cannot. He can't lie. So if God said it, that settles it whether we believe it or not. Hold up. Do what you need to do while you walk. If you really want to walk for the Lord, just do what you need to do. Do what the leader say. If you're before, hey, Bishop said, hey, it's a poor frog that don't praise his own pond. So if you're lining up with the word and the ministry, as Joshua lined up with Moses, do what you need to do. And victory, the songwriter said, victory, victory, it shall be mine. Victory, victory, it shall be mine. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, whether we understand or not, just right here, we get in our way. Victory, victory, it shall be mine. But at the end of the day, do what God say do. Do what God say do, because he is forever faithful.
The scripture has been read, and I'm just going to teach. But here, Israel has been in the wilderness just a short time. And you see, because they just crossed over the Red Sea, and they have been fed from manna from heaven and have drank water from a rock. And see, Israel had just come out of slavery from Egypt. And they now have to go against the Amorites, which they are the grandchildren of Esau, which is Jacob's twin brother. And see, it seems like right after they come out of slavery, they got to learn how to be soldiers. And ain't it strange on how we just come out of being newly delivered, we had to fight? It seemed like the enemy don't even give us time to prepare, but we had to fight. But do you notice that we always have to fight a battle that is stronger than we are? See, the thing is, the enemy is not afraid of the Israelites of where they're at right now, where they're being. But they was afraid of where they was going. What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you the reason the enemy is fighting you is because they're not afraid of where you is right now. They're afraid of where they're going. They realize if you reach your destiny, they can't touch you. Now, as I look down, these children of Israel, see, as a first thing, you know, you had to fight. And I'm going to tell you this. You're going to have to fight. And what am I have to fight? See, when the doctor gives you a bad report, you got to fight. When your children feel like they've been drawn away, you got to fight. When, as they said on the phone, it feels like you're losing your mind and you're losing your joy, you got to fight. And when life, the cares of life and the cares of the world seem like they're driving you crazy, you got to fight. And when you feel like, see, I'm going to say this, but see, when Evangelist Hunter get up, Elder Hunter last nerve, and he feel like hitting you upside the head, you got to fight. I know that's a joke, but when they get on your last nerve, and you feel like going upside somebody's head, you still got to fight. Now, that's where I want to be right now. So why you want to be here now? Because here is what Moses told you. It's just what I need you to do. You need to go down and get some army men and go out and fight against these Amalekites. Now see, a lot of people look at this as Moses told Joshua to go down as he went on the hill and to carry Aaron and Hur with him on the hill. You see, it's not that Moses was better than Joshua. See, Moses had to fight the spiritual battle and Joshua had to fight the natural battle. And if you look at this, it's saying at this moment, Joshua and Moses was not that close. But you see, if you really look at it, what did Joshua do? Exactly what Moses told him to do. And by him doing what Moses told him to do, you see, Joshua had a whole book in the Bible. You see, Joshua carried him into the promised land. You see, Joshua was the first one that tasted the fruit of the land. See, Moses didn't even get to the promised land, but Joshua did, because he did what Joshua did, what Moses told him. Now, and Joshua also was named after the greatest man in the Bible, named Jesus. See, if you break Jesus' name down, Jesus is Greek for Joshua. And Joshua, oh, Jesus was humble, just like Joshua. How was he humble? When you got to be humble. See, when Jesus come down off the throne, down to the earth, through 42 generations, came 9 months through the womb of Mary, and born in a manger, which is a barn, which lowered himself. He humbled himself. Uh-huh. And see, when Jesus did what his father told him to do, when he said, love thy enemies as thyself, he humbled himself. That's what Jesus did. And when Jesus went down and laid down and had a nail of nails in his hand, he humbled himself. That's what Jesus did. And when Jesus hung up there on Calvary cross and said, forgive them, they know not what they're doing, he humbled himself. That's what Jesus did. When Jesus that ninth hour turned his head over and gave up the ghost, that's what Jesus did. So don't get worried if you seem like you on the right hand of the leader right now. It seems like Pastor got you doing this. Pastor got you out here cleaning up the yard. Pastor got you working over in the food ministry. But don't worry about it. If you do just what the leader tell you to do, just humble yourself down. One day, God's going to lift you up to the place where you're supposed to be.
Amen. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. We are talking today, amen, from Exodus 17 and 12. And hold me up. And we, all of us, we would like to think that we don't really need anyone, or perhaps we just want to feel self-sufficient.
Uh-huh.
Now, the songwriter said, I need you. You need me.
Right.
We are all a part of God's body.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you, but I have learned over these years, many, many years, decades that I have been living, that I do really need someone. Amen?
Uh-huh.
So I agree with another writer that said, no man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me.
Uh-huh.
Each man's grief is my own. Hold me up.
Uh-huh.
Now, we need one another. So I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend. Thanks to God, let's hold each other up.
Uh-huh.
And in our text today, that we are talking about Moses and the children of Israel and everybody, the children of Israel, they do have a great history. And one of the greatest history, things in their history is they are great complainers.
Uh-huh.
And at this time, you know, God had brought them through so many things. And every time God brings them through something, they don't ever want to take anything. Sometimes that's what our problem is. We don't ever want to have to go through anything.
Uh-huh.
We want everything to be good. You know, and when it's not good, you know, well, as long as everything's going our way, we'll hunky-dory, everything's fine.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as we get through some problems, as soon as something come up that we want to blame our brother, blame my mama, our daddy, God, anybody, you know, because why me? Why am I going through this? And the children of Israel, they had just came. Just have been over the Red Sea, got manna from heaven like the preacher preached.
And they got over in this area and didn't have no water, and Lord, they start complaining to Moses. Now that Moses is like, why are you complaining to me? I'm just going to do what God told me to do. But look, this is just to bring us up, you know, people are going to complain. People are going to complain. But let us still hold each other up. And just understand that you are not alone when you're going through these things. You don't have to complain about it, because what we're going to do, we're going to hold each other up. And we can see that they've already told you the story about the fight. The Israelites had to fight the Amalek, and Moses sent them up. Everybody told you that whole story, so I don't have to go through that. But I do want to say this, that, you know, Moses had a plan. And Moses had that staff, and he used that staff, and it was the staff that God had given him that was going to cause them to win this fight. And he already know that when Lord and Moses had his hands up, the fight was good. But as soon as Moses' hand went down, the fight was over. They were getting beat. So, you know, even sometimes you know how to take that. Everybody want prayer, raise your hand. And you raise your hand, and the prayer start beginning, and they're praying, and that's why your hands go like this. And they keep praying, and it go down a little further. You can't hold your arms up but so long. And this is the case with Moses. But look, Moses couldn't hold his hand up, but her and Aaron, they realized, look, Moses needs some help. They didn't wait for God to come down and say, can you hold Moses' hand up? They didn't wait for the neighbors to come down and say, you can't hold Moses' hand up. They saw what was needed. They saw what it took, and they decided on their own that they're going to help Moses out. We not only were they helping Moses out, they were helping themselves. You know, sometimes you think you're helping other people, but when you help somebody, when you hold somebody up, so guess what? You're helping yourself. You're building yourself up when you help somebody. You have to understand that. Let's not be selfish in whatever we do. Aaron and Hur held his hands up. And every time while he was holding it up, Moses, they were able to win the fight. Now, if we hold someone up, we will help someone to sustain whatever they're going through.
All right.
And not only that, that will help us to sustain what we are going through. And I'm reminded of a story in the New Testament. And in Luke 5:18, in the NLV verse, it says, so man took a man who was not able to move his body to Jesus.
All right.
He was carried on a bed.
All right.
They looked for a way to take the man into the house where Jesus was. But they could not find a way to take him in because so many people. They made a hole in the roof over where Jesus stood.
Uh-huh.
Then let the bed with the sick man down before Jesus.
Yes.
Hold me up.
Uh-huh.
Do you see what these young men, what these people did? They saw a need for somebody. This man was sick, couldn't get to the crowd, and couldn't get to Jesus. So what did they do? They themselves took the man, took the roof off, set the man down through the roof. Do you see what I'm talking about when they say, hold me up? So when you hold someone up, there is power in holding someone else. There is deliverance in holding someone else up. There is salvation in holding someone else up. I remember long years ago, Reverend Theodore McAllister, he preached that sermon, holding up my corner. So whatever you do, when you're holding up, everybody got a piece of the bed. Everybody has a piece of the bed. So when you're holding up, everybody got to hold up their corner. Everybody have a corner in this life, in this world, in this journey, in this kingdom of God. Everyone have their corner. You got to hold up your side, because if you drop down, then guess what? The bed is going to fall. If Aaron had his hands up, then Moses would not have been able to do what he had to do. But they both held their hands up. So don't be jealous hearted. Don't be not want to help anybody.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't serve God unless you serve the people.
Uh-huh.
That is the only way. You think salvation comes through how we treat people. Salvation comes through how what we do for people. So let us out. Let us take the time and let us hold each other up. I need you. You need me.
Uh-huh.
We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. In his will, it is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Uh-huh.
You hold me up, I'm going to hold you up.
Amen. I'm here to, I guess, put a bow on everything. And you've already heard the history of what this scripture was talking about. And I would be remiss without saying that we can't fight this battle alone. But what I want to talk about is, and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have to have a posture for success. We see here that, and they've done such an eloquent job that the Israelites had just got through complaining about they were thirsty. They were out in the middle of the wilderness, which was called the desert, and they didn't have no water. They didn't have the things that they thought that they needed to. And so when they were complaining, God told Moses, said, look, you got the staff. Get some rocks. Get some water out the rocks. So God just blessed them in a desert place. Now here come the devil. See, sometimes the devil want to attack you at your weakness. The devil likes to attack you when he thinks that he got you cornered, when he thinks you got he got you on the downside. But here in this story, they say that even though the enemy was coming, Moses said, Joshua, you go fight. And while you fight, I'm going to be up here, and I'm going to be holding this staff in my hand. See, I go to the chiropractor every now and then. They always talk about my posture. See, I work on a laptop a lot, and I'm always doing this. And every now and then, my neck and between my shoulder blades get to hurting because I'm always bent over. So the doctor in the chiropractor said, every night you need to go and stretch your back up. Lift your head up and try to repair all the damage you did while you was looking down. I wanted you to see this image. See, the children of Israel were just looking down for water out the rocks. But Moses said, I got to stand up and get a posture for success. I got to lift my hands up. I got to do something. I got to reposition myself. See, the worst thing that you can do is keep putting your head down when the devil's attacking. Sometimes you need to straighten your back out and lift your head up and let him know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know it's bad news, but pick your head up anyhow. I know you might be broke, busted, and disgusted, but you can still look like something. I know you might be worried on the inside, but he don't have to know that he's getting to you. He don't have to know that you're affected by it. Somebody right now is going through something, and all God wants you to do is stick your head up and stick your chest out and get a posture for success. The Bible said every time Moses' posture started going down, the fight went down. But every time he sat up and the posture was in the right position, guess what? The fight turned out all right. I wish I had somebody to understand it don't matter what you're going through, but it does matter how you look what you're going through. You don't have to look broke, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to look sick. You don't have to look worried. You don't have to look down. You can hold your head up. So I got to get out of here. But Mother Morel was my perfect example. I remember a picture of Mother Morel walking downtown Raleigh. And Vincent said, look at her. She's stuck with her head up. I bet she ain't had two nickels to rub together. But Mother Ray used to tell me, you ought to look like something if you ain't got nothing. Sometimes you ought to look like something when you ain't got nothing. You might have cancer, but look like you healed. You might be broke, but look like you got money. So Mother McCoy told us all about a couple of songs from the gospel community. Let me give you a song that I like to remix. See, there's a man named DJ Khaled, and he had this song with T-Pain. And T-Pain would say, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And I remixed it for a little bit. I won't try to get with me for a second. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm never giving up. And every time I step up in this building, all my hands go up, and they stay there, and they stay there, even when I'm up or down. I'm going to win. I wish I had five people. If you was in a gospel concert, if you was in a hip-hop concert, they would tell you to put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I wish somebody would say, I'm reaching for my tomorrow. I'm reaching for my blessings. All I do is win, no matter what. What the Bible says. I will look to the hill from which cometh my help. All my help. All my help. So sometimes you got to have a posture for success. Somebody said, I can reach up. And if I can reach up, I can get up. And if I can get up, I can walk up. If I can walk up, I can run up. If I can run up, I can make it. So as I close, I want you to have a posture for success. Yes, we need to hold each other up. But guess what? There's going to come a time. The Bible said it came to an end because they held them up till the sun went down. But look, don't you get so busy and so comfortable with somebody else holding you up. There's going to come a time they got to let you go. And you got to be able to reach up for yourself. We must understand that God has given us the victory already. For in the Bible it says, you were killed all the day long, but yet you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. So you don't have to be sad. You don't have to be, yeah, life get to you. But I'm so glad that I got that phone call this morning from Ephesus. I'm so glad that he said, my heart is giving out, but he felt like praying for somebody else. They didn't know if he was going to make it the next month, but he was laying hands on somebody else. And what God did, God said, as long as you can have, I can bless you. So when you throw your hands up to the Lord, just understand, all you can do is win. All you can do is win, for greater is he that is in you than is he that is in the world. Amen? Amen. Let us all stand. You have heard in your hearing great messages from telling you what happens through obedience. You have heard what happens when you listen to the man that's over you and when you listen to the Lord. You have heard that if you humble yourself, you'll put yourself in the image of Jesus Christ. Then you heard that you're not in this thing by yourself. For we as church members can do something to hold somebody else up. And then you heard that if you can just get to the place where you can hold somebody else up and somebody else holds you up, that you can win. Is there one today that would like to make the intelligent choice to get on the winning side? You've been bent over and hunched over too long. Life has beat you down enough. I give you and show you a God that can straighten you up and give you a new outlook on life. Is there one? Then one that would like to make that choice to make Jesus your all? Well, another songwriter says, I look to the hill. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Let's give God a big hand clap of praise. For the Bible says, there's more rejoicing in heaven for one sinner to repentance than the 99 just. Amen? Amen. Is there another? As Mother and Evangelist work with this young lady, is there another? While we're here working outdoors, so we're going to welcome him. Just, we do have the chairman of our deacon board here. Is there one that would like to align yourself with the Lincoln Park Holiness Church? You would like to put your name down as a full member on the watch care, or a candidate for baptism? Our church secretary and the chairman of our deacon board is here. We would gladly take your name, and when pastor comes back, he will give you your charge. You can become a member of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church. Is there one? Amen. If there's not one, is there anyone that was requires special prayer on the day? Amen. Go ahead and put your hands up. I declare all you do is win when you have the right posture. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as you know. Give you thanks and praises for this day, this time, and this hour right now, God. God, we ask that you just come into this place because we recognize that it's by your power and your grace and mercy that we are in this hallowed ground, in this position to require something of you. And God, we're coming to you not because we're hoping and wishing that you're going to move. We can look back over our lives and see how you have brought us this far. And we understand it's your grace and your mercy. We understand it is your power that has brought us this far. And God, that same power that healed us on yesterday, that same power that brought us out on last week, that same power that blessed us on last night. God, we want that same power to fall down in this place. God, some come for one thing, some for another. But I am so glad that it doesn't matter the problem. You are the ultimate solution. You are a healer. You are a way maker. You are a deliverer. You are a peacemaker. You are a heart fixer. You are a mind regulator. You are. You are. As you told Moses, I am that I am. You are all these things. And Father God, we just ask you to continue to bless. We ask you to continue to provide. We ask you to continue to make way. And so we say thank you in advance. We say thank you for how you're going to move. We say thank you for how you're going to set free. We say thank you for how you're going to deliver. And right now, God, we bind the hand of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we count ourselves victorious overall. We count ourselves victorious overall. And God, as we depart from this altar, but not from your presence, we ask you to give us the grace and the mercy that so easily goes in front of us, around us, and beside us. For your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we call on those promises right now, God. We call on those promises right now, God. We call on those promises right now, God. And we ask all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' sweet name we do pray. Amen.
My, what a time, what a time on this wonderful Sunday, July the 16th, 2023, and we want to thank Elder Demetrius Hunter, also Eldress Belinda McCoy. And we are so grateful here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network to hear the great news, and certainly we miss Evangelist Anthony Evans, and my God, we've been praying and believing and touching and agreeing with you all, and what a wonderful report. Oh my God, we are all so grateful and so happy to hear the great news. And if you're listening this morning, Evangelist Evans, look, thank God for you, and we know and hear and understand that you still have it in your heart and you have that faith to believe, and we are believing and agreeing with you. To God be the glory. Just know we love you, Evangelist Evans, and we are still believing God for that miracle. God bless all of you. We've got more music coming your way right here live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Thank you so much. God bless you. Evangelist Evan, and know that it ain't over till God says it's over. God bless you, Anthony. Evangelist Anthony Evans. God bless you.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares for me.
Thank you. Pass, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
But what I want the Lord to do is get up in me, Jesus. Get up in me, Jesus. And y'all ready to have a little check in here? How many of you need? Come on. Let's go.
though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change. That marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have to walk alone. Now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing, and you need it right away. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. Yeah. No peace in the home.
He cares about you, Jesse. never knew that prayer would change things up in you. I need some Holy Ghost folks that know God's brought you through. I just need you to just come on and put your hands together and let's give God a little glory up in you. Oh! I remember it well.
Pray on, just pray on.
The Lord saved me from a burning hell.
Pray on, just pray on.
Talk about me, much as you please, yeah.
Pray on, just pray on.
My talk is gonna be my knees, yeah, yeah.
Pray on, just pray on.
Pray on, my child.
Pray on, my child.
Got a home and a wife.
Pray on, my
wife. Oh, I've been talking about, and I need Jesus.
Can I get one with me?
That same night, there wasn't just anybody that touched me. That was a touch of my God's grace. Tell me, I wanna know, did he touch you? Did he touch you? Somebody cried out, but it was Monday. How about Monday? Monday's alright, just wasn't my day. Somebody else said Tuesday. How about Tuesday? Tuesday's alright, but it wasn't my day. Somebody cried Wednesday. How about Wednesday? How about Wednesday? Wednesday's alright, it just wasn't my day. How about Thursday? How about Thursday? Thursday's alright, but it wasn't my day. What can I tell you? My day, y'all. Can I tell you? My day, y'all. One Friday. One Friday. Late one Friday. One Friday evening. And I was sitting there when I felt something. Something moving on my right side. And when I looked around, something was moving on my left side. And when I looked down, my feet had started moving. And when I turned to hold my feet, my hands wouldn't be still. Felt like running. Felt like running. Did it touch you? Did it touch you? Tell me.
Moving by the power.
happen.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darren.
Okay, Lil Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place.
I've been singled out about my shouting. Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service, and that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting, the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turning cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me.
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, well they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what you... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Whew, Jesus. Sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you, are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they...
I move how the Spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead, what they told you.
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Well, let them ask me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, let them ask me, why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I may even turn me some flips. I feel like it.
Now, listen.
That's all I'm – okay, go ahead.
I am going to be there on Sunday, ma'am, and I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of... If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word, and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now.
You
could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. And Sunday, this past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not going to do it this Sunday.
Well, like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, can tell the urchins, the deacon boys, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the spirit and swing on them. I'll tell you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that. I done tried.
Well, let me ask you this here. Where is?
I'm trying to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own way out. That's what you're finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's
right here? The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calm with me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised
I'm
it up.
You
done raised it up in me too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're gonna sit in that pew and you ain't gonna.
I'm saying, you know, on the fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh yeah, when you're deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm gonna tell them about it. Y'all better, however I gave you my number, you need to lose.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't talk. You don't.
Pastor, we can call pastor right now. We can just pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I've been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell me, oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing?
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I understand that. But can you call on him Sunday from your pew?
I call on him from my pew, from the floor, from the pulpit, from the baptism pool, wherever I feel like it. Now, how about that?
I don't want to have to put
you. You know what? I'm not even gonna keep going round and round.
I'm not gonna keep going round and round with you either. Now I'm gonna escort your butt right on out of that sunny.
Escort me out here, and they might as well get security right on up there with us. And I'm telling you now, I guess we'll all be having a prison ministry.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you're finna talk to this operator.
You just got pranked by your girl.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Your girl told me she gonna shout all her way to heaven.
I promise you I'm a getter. You see how people get when they tell you can't praise it. How ugly you made me. I hope my pastor don't hear this. Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And they would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying, an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today. Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh, God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me, I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending, and as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead, 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 I plead the blood, 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 the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We tarry before you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing, and it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our road to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, This is just for the real faith walkers. In advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance, we release a praise that makes the devil mad. We release a shout that makes walls fall down. We release a praise. Open your mouth. In the future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I said, let everything. Let everything. Oh, y'all act like you're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body. Blood flowing through your veins. Heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory. Let the grateful people shout thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready. Slap three people, high five and say, I'm going to get mine today. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Put somebody on the other side and hear that weed check just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. Hey. Come on, sound the war cry. Hey. 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 Oh, Lord.
this song goes out to aspiring gospel artists everywhere. But because the Williams Singers is a quartet group, we want to send out a special dedication to our fellow quartet laborers. And in doing so, we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us. Listen.
There's a few things that I won't try to explain. Maybe it'll help you along while you're doing this singing thing. Listen, there's a whole lot of singers trying to be like Tommy Ellison saying,
I've got that Holy Ghost.
But when the promoter ain't got all your money, your Holy Ghost start looking funny. Some of the things to you, but it took some bad times for Willie Banks and the Messenger to let us all know that
God is still in charge.
Ooh-wee. Can I tell you how I know? Because I've been in the storm. But it was a long wheel for me to go through some of the things I've been through. I had to be broke, I had to be molded, but I finally found out that it wasn't about me. So just thank Harvey, I'm gonna
give it all to you.
There's another thing you gotta look out for. Just as you decided you were gonna do it the right way. Hey,
don't you get judgmental
when you see another singer
saying it right and doing it wrong.
You've got to remember where you came from. And if you don't believe me, then I tell you just like the Southern ass said,
that the only time that you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up.
Oh,
whip around your own front door.
Oh, yeah. So now you know the deal. Lord is looking for singers who are gonna be real. It seems to me that you got a choice to make. So I wanna ask y'all,
tell me what
would
you
take?
Catching the Wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Oh,
You know, I like the new songs and the way they sing them. It's something about those old songs that kind of put chill bumps on your arms. You know what I'm talking about. I remember my auntie a long time ago. She loved those old songs. And she would get up, but her name was Elvira Smith. But in church they called her Fireball. Fireball got up and she walked towards the pulpit, and everybody would stand up and they begin to gather around Fireball because they know they had a treat coming. You see, Fireball had a special song she was singing. And she would say words like this. You know what she said? Give me that old time religion. That's what Fireball would say. Give me that old time religion. She said, please, please, give me that old time religion. She said, you know what, children? It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. And she stood there and she wrung her hands. She said, it was good for my mother. She said, Lord, it was good. It was good. It was good for my father. I know. It was good. It was good for my mother and my father. And y'all know what? It's good enough. It's good enough. It was good enough. It's good enough for me. She said, wait a minute. It will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. She said, it will save you. It will save you when this world is on fire. Oh, it will save you. When this world is on fire. And I know it's good. It's good enough for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after the station ID.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
know what I'm talking
Jesus.
About. Wave your hands from side to side. Say yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You just give God a wave off and say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know that God will turn again.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Joyce Guthrie, you are listening to the number one quartet station in the world. the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.